Not many bills passed the House unanimously, but this one did. And the Senate. It would make federal agencies help Native American tribes establish the infrastructure they need to support rising tourism. The Native American Tourism and Improving Visitor Experience Act was sponsored by Oklahoma Republican Mark Wayne Mullen. He joins me now on what the bill would do. Representative Mullen, great to have you on.
I appreciate you having me on, Tom. And I want to make sure that on the Senate side, Brian Schott from Hawaii, Senator Schott, was the brainchild behind the bill, and we were able to work with him on this because it's not just Native Americans, but it's Native Alaskans and Native Hawaii, too. And he was a wonderful partner to work with on this.
So tell us what the bill would actually do.
Well, first of all, it costs absolutely no taxpayer dollars. And so I want to make sure everybody understands that. Second of all, it directs the Department of Commerce and the Interior to just include Native tourism into their package when they're starting to put out, when you go to federal websites and you start looking at, national monuments or you're looking at national parks, it includes people. It includes the Native aspect of it too. I mean, some of the most rich and historical sites that have been here for hundreds and hundreds of years are in Indian country or Native areas in Native Hawaii or Native Alaska. And there's a lot of people that want to go see these sites, but they're only going to the federal site to look at historical sites, and this is left off. So all this does is to direct the Interior and the Department of Commerce to work with Indian country to find out where those sites are and include it in on their website and literature that they put out for people to research.
Now, you also mentioned in the summary of the bill that there would be infrastructure in some of these areas that are not included now that would allow them to accommodate more visitors. Where would that money come from?
A lot of that will come through grants that are already available to Indian country. And the roads that are going to some of these historical sites, you got to realize they're in pretty poor parts, someplace very poor parts, such as a reservation. And a lot of the roads are already maintained by the federal government through separate federal agencies. All this would do was just say, hey, we just need to bring up to the quality that it's going to take so it will be maintained. Because what happens a lot of times in Indian country, once the road is built, then it's supposed to be maintained, but the traffic count isn't to where it's supposed to be or it needs to be for importance for the Federal Highway Department to actually put emphasis on it. And so it's left up to the tribe or the natives in the area to maintain it. And it's usually second, third, fourth, fifth on the list for the federal government. So this just says, hey, you need to help us maintain this that you already have jurisdiction over anyway. So it puts a priority on it.
Do we have any idea of how many of these locations might be affected by this bill?
No, we're wanting the Indian country itself to reach out and work with the state and the federal side of things. So we really don't have an idea, but we do know that it's very rich and people drive by them all the time and not even know they could hit exit 101 and go up and see something that's been there for hundreds and hundreds of years, which would be an interest. I'll tell you, Tom, my wife and I and our five kids, we just took a big swing through the western parts of the state, working in other congressional districts. And at the same time, because we had our five kids during the August break, we were visiting national parks along the way. And it was phenomenal to see it. But even knowing this bill was there, I could not Google and find historical Native sites along the way. You could Google it. You could try looking for it. You could grab whatever map you could, and you could not find it. Luckily for me, I have a relationship because I am Cherokee. I have a relationship with other tribes along the way, and I'd call them and say, hey, yeah, come over here and take a look at this. This is awesome. And that was some of the neatest things that my kids got to see. We're really into nature. That's why I live out in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma, and we love it. And so a lot of people that drive just like we do, that love road trips, they don't even know that it's there, and it may not be 3 miles away from them.
We're speaking with Representative Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma's 2nd District. So if these started to appear on maps and come up in searches or on government websites, these locations, give us an example of what someone might see that they can't find now.
I'll just talk about Tahlequah, for instance. If you're coming through Oklahoma and you're coming down 62 Highway, coming out of Arkansas, which is a federal highway, you're coming down 62, you come out of Arkansas, you enter into a little community called Westville, Oklahoma, which I'm there. There's a little chapel there that is a little Baptist chapel that is recognized as the end of the Trail of Tears, where the Trail of Tears ended in that area. It's where my family stopped walking on what they consider a volunteer walk. It's where I still live. In fact, I still have the original Indian allotment land given to our family. And there's all types of historical sites just there. And if you go another 30 miles up into Tahlequah, that's where Cherokee Nation is. And there's when it was still Indian territory, there's an old one of the first Native women's schools that are there, one of the first courthouses there. There's all types of historical facts, heritage sites that they can go see that right now, unless you knew the area or you pulled into Cherokee Nation headquarters themselves because you're specifically looking for it, which means there's going to be no impulse with it, you wouldn't know that this stuff is there. Cherokee Nation has programs during the summer that's a reenactment of the Trail of Tears and us coming into Oklahoma, which is phenomenal. It's the state of the art. There's all types of artifacts. That's just Cherokee Nation, and that's just including two counties that encompass Cherokee Nation.
And do you feel that this bill, if it brought more people that could find these things, could also help these tribal areas economically with this?
Absolutely. Tourism. There's places all around that thrive on tourism. And not all tribes have natural resources or the abilities to have businesses built because they're in the middle of nowhere. Tourism comes around, and every dollar on some of these reservations would make a huge difference. It's some of the poorest parts of the country when you get into some of these reservations. And then again, it will expose people to what Indian country in some cases is really like. You're going to step back in time when you go to some of these villages and you see the old schoolhouses that you think are historical sites, and you realize, oh, they're still used for school. And when you're able to bring dollars to that community, those dollars are turned right back around and used to help develop that area.
And have you had contact with the Commerce Department and Interior? Are they prepared for this?
Absolutely. They were very supportive of it. The Department of Commerce and Interior was absolutely, they were saying this, we need this to just help. As oddly as it sounds, they can't just act on their own with it. It took legislation. And so they were supportive of the legislation because they were saying, we've been wanting to do this for a while. And Indian Country had been asking them to do it for a while, but it took Senator Schatz from Hawaii and myself on the House side to be able to get it done.
And so the only thing left is the presidential signature. Are you getting good signals on that one?
Yeah, I don't see any. The president, as much as we differ on 99% of the issues, when it comes to Indian Country, he's always been spot on.
Representative Mark Wayne Mullen represents Oklahoma's 2nd District. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
You can read more about the bill and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.